earthquakes all over the place in diverse places. So, holy smokes, what's happening? It's not the Ides of March, because this is June.
Yeah, it's been very warm in this area, of course. Well, warmer than it normally is, a lot earlier than usual. And as far as those earthquakes are concerned, I've been in an earthquake, not quite that big. I was in a 6.8, I think it was a 7.1 or 7.2, depending on who you talk to, down in Caracas. But apparently the damage is pretty bad, so the earthquake must be near the surface, because the whole building's dropped, and they got a lot of cement buildings down there, and if they dropped, they must be a pretty good earthquake. I also got a report from somebody I know from down there, and told me there was a their building they were living in, or their family they was living in, apparently it's got big cracks in it, and they're living in an apartment building, and it's got some pretty insignificant cracks in the building, so it's probably more than likely no good for living in anymore. Yeah, there's a lot of activity in there. Yeah, you maybe pipe it in on your frequency cross band a little bit, so someone wants to hear what's going on down there if they don't have an HF rig, because some people don't have HF rigs at their home. But they may want to hear what's going on down there. There's people, there's locals from that country in this right in Vancouver, actually, a bunch of them. So they can maybe listen in and see what's going on down there, and see what's shaking down there. Excuse the pun.
Things are a little shaky. When there's hurricanes, then things are a little breezy. Yeah, I could easily connect the ROX repeater to one of the reflectors that are carrying the communications. I know there's a hurricane watch net, but that's for hurricanes. If there's something for earthquakes, I'll find out which reflector it's on. In fact, I can go to the node status page right now, because I got a big computer screen right beside me here. See if there's anything interesting connected up.
Yeah, Echolink reflectors and things like that, and nodes. I've seen this. I looked around for the conferences. I didn't see anything specifically saying earthquakes. I know what you're talking about, the hurricane net. The hurricane net is also on Echolink as well, but I'm not sure what they have for earthquakes, because it's a different situation altogether. They should rename them, Hurricane Watch. It more be something along the lines of Civil Emergency Net should be called, so it can cover a wide variety of things, from forest fires, earthquakes, civil conflict, or whatever. Maybe rename it, or have a general one, even a general net for that kind of stuff, yeah. I didn't see anything specifically mentioning earthquake, because the word you're looking for in English, in Spanish, you'd be looking at temblor. Temblor is earthquake. T-R-E-M-B-L-O-R. So Tango, Romeo, Echo, Mike, Bravo, Lima, Oscar, Romeo. Tremblor.
Yeah. It's almost like the English word tremble. Trembling. Yeah, they're definitely trembling when the earth is shaking like that. There sure is a lot of stations connected to the eastern reflector, which is 9050. I could easily connect to that. A lot of stations connected to that reflector. Let's see, what else is there on the reflector usage page, which I am looking at here. Yeah, 9070. Huh. Yeah, well, if I hear what it's on, I think the hurricane watch net was on 9210. Let's see, I'm going to figure out something here.
And if I remember correctly, the word seismo is also a word. It means a seismic. Sierra India, Sierra, and Mike Oscar, I think, if I remember correctly, is also the more scientific terminology for earthquake. You can also look for the word emergencia, which means emergency. Just like it looks like emergency, except for an IA in the end, instead of the Y in the end, it's got an IA, emergencia. You might see something like that written on there, maybe tagging whatever chat room or whatever you're looking at, or whatever node or conference you're looking at.
Yeah, it was the Crossroads Reflector 9210 that had the hurricane watch But, yeah, there's probably communications going on the HF bands. At this time of night, you might hear something on the 20-meter band or maybe even 40. If Merlin is listening, he could tune the 40-meter band there and might hear something. I think there's a net coming on at midnight. It's after midnight now, looking at the clock. The Triple H net might be saying something about it there. Yep, definitely stuff going on.
Well, keep in mind, that part of the world about 3 hours ahead of us as well, so to our local time.
Oh, that's right, too. The time zones. I think Venezuela, if they're plus three, then it's a little after 3 o'clock in the morning now.
That doesn't really matter much. If there's something big going on, I'm sure the Spookie will still yapping on the HF fan.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, boy. Might be a few people that are displaced or homeless or some such thing. Oh, boy. Caracas, of all places. Of all this, you know, all the stuff that's been going on in that country, something they don't need. I remember there was a bad one in Haiti, Port-au-Prince. I seem to recall a harsh earthquake there.
Well, it's not one of the parts of the world you want to be dehydrated in. It's pretty warm down there, so if there's a water problem, you got an issue if you're in a place like that. You definitely don't want to be dehydrated down there, and there's the other issue. You have to watch out for criminal gangs and other various nasty people in the street and stuff like that. You don't want to run into them. There's lots of criminality and narcos and all kinds of bad stuff in that part of the world. So you'll not be just ducking around looking for water, but you could also be ducking around trying to make sure you don't get wiped out.
Oh, the Nasty Boys Network. That's not very good for tourism. Or is there tourism in Haiti? There is in the country adjacent to it, the Dominican Republic. Very different place, but the same island, Hispaniola Island. But anyway, that's another matter. Yeah, I'll tune into the news there, and I can click on to global news right now and see what they're saying.
They didn't say very much on the news. They just basically said there's an earthquake, damage. They showed a few quick pictures, and that was it. It was a very short news story. Well, I've been down there before. I've never been to Haiti or Dominican Republic. I know Dominican Republic is a lot more civilized and has less problems than Haiti does. That's what I know about that. The places I've been down to that part of the world, I've been to Venezuela before. I've been to the Isla de Margarita, Island of Margarita. I've been to Caracas, too. Has a pretty good wild nightlife if you want to go hang out all night long. I've been to Jamaica before. I've been to Europe, too, but I mean, I'm talking in the Americas. I've been obviously, the United States, like most people, all the way down to California and over to Texas. And I've been to Mexico, and then... Oh, I went to Honduras by accident once. I think I told you about that. And I've been to Venezuela before. I wanted to see it down there. When I was in elementary school, we talked about we did projects on the Amazon jungle and about South America, you know, Brazil and Venezuela and Colombia and all kind of stuff. We did some projects in elementary school. And I wanted to go and see that part of the world, you know, maybe see the Amazon or whatever. So I decided to go down there many moons ago and checked it out, and I said, since then I've been down to Jamaica, I've been to Montego Bay, and Kingston, Jamaica, and I've traveled around there a little bit, and you got to watch yourself in some places down there. It can be interesting. I mean, there's interesting places to visit, but you got to watch your rear end in some of those places. There's criminal gangs out there that do bad things, but the nice people down there, both parts of the place I've been to, I've met a lot of nice people. But you just got to watch out who you cross in some places down there, because they've got some interesting games. But then again, parts of Vancouver has got some pretty interesting things going on too these days. It's not the same kind, same city as it used to be.
Yeah, Maine and Hastings all over again. Wasting away in Margaritaville. Yeah, so that's the latest. What's going on out there in the big wide world, VE7ROX? There was a fair bit of activity on this frequency about half an hour ago, but it's all quieted down. The Whopper Wednesday net.
Oh, well, that wasn't all those crazy footballers or soccer players, however you want to put it, hanging around talking on here, some local, some touristas hanging out talking on here. Hey, I got something funny to say. It's funny you mentioned the thing about Margaritaville. I've been to Margaritaville. I'm not joking. I've been to Margaritaville. I don't know if the bar is still there, but there was a bar down there in Montego Bay, in Jamaica. And I went there years and years and years ago. It was probably around 2012, I guess it was. I must have been somewhere over thereabouts. I'd been to the bar called Margaritaville, and it was a cool place. The prices were the same prices you were would be in the west end of Vancouver, like in Robson Street. The prices were pretty close to those prices, but down in Jamaica. Now, that was not too bad for a person that was coming from Canada, but if you're a local living down there, that's pretty expensive. But that was a beautiful bar, and it was right on the ocean there, like literally right on the ocean. You basically had like a little bit of an island, almost like a man-made island jutting out a little bit from the shoreline. And you're sitting there on the nice, beautiful deck out in the open there, and you've got umbrellas and the whole body works. And yes, I had food there and had a few drinks there and hung out, and it was actually quite nice.
Oh, you didn't run into Jimmy Buffett then, the guy who had the hit song there, Margaritaville. Some people say there's a woman to blame, as the lyrics go. Yeah? Well, there you go. I'll keep an ear on the news then. I usually tune into either Global News or the local news station here, CKNW, formerly on 980, but now on 730. They changed frequency. There's another AM station on the AM dial that's gone dark. It's gone off the air. No longer happening.
Yeah, that's a weird one, too, because, you know, they had the little jingle there, NW98, you know, like, how do you do it, NW730, doesn't the same ring to it anymore, it just sounds dumb, so I don't know, weird, man. Yeah, that was a long-time station. I used to listen as a kid, along with LG73, and NW98, and then CKLG was the call letters. And then, of course, for news, was WLX 1130. Yeah. And CL650 is another one I used to listen to as a kid a little bit here and there with my parents and stuff. So CL650 has gone dark as well. That's a real shame. You know, CKLG is, like, gone dark, and CL650 has gone dark, and now 980 is, well, not really gone dark, but the frequency has gone dark. Now they've gone to another frequency. It just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? You know, NW98, NW730, or 73, just sounds weird.
Yeah, maybe they can figure out something that rhymes with 730 or a clever jingle. Well, CIL 650 is there. Used to be a rock and roll station on the AM band, Oldies 650, but they've long since become a sports station. The home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. Well, they are there. 600 went dark, but it got revived from CJOR to Cher E Punjab, CKSP 600. But 1470 on the dial, CJVB. Toast, gone. And the old C-Fun 1410, which is a rock and roller, which eventually became a sports station. They're gone. They're off the air. They've gone dark. And, 1040. Yeah. They've gone dark. 1040. Team 1040 was their slogan, logo. They've gone dark, so that frequency is clear, so holy smokes, stations going off the air left and right, and on Vancouver Island, there's only one AM station left on all of Vancouver Island, that's CFAX 1070 in Victoria. All the others have switched to FM. It's not that they've gone, they've just switched from AM to FM, so there's the trend.
Hey, you could probably scoop up an AM license a lot cheaper now. You want to get started a radio station, Jim? You got some equipment hanging around?
Yeah. I've got a transmitter that transmits on the AM band, 100 watts.